Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Old Silent, a Richard Jury mystery by Martha Grimes. Read by Steve West.
To Kathy Grimes, Roy Buchanan, and my cats, Felix and Emily, who have all entered the old silence. No orchard's the worse for the wintriest storm, but one thing about it, it mustn't get warm. How often already you've had to be told, keep cold, young orchard, goodbye and keep cold. Dread 50 above more than 50 below. I have to be gone for a season or so. Robert Frost. Once born, you're addicted, and so you depict it as good. But who kicked it? Richard Hell. Part 1. Goodbye and keep cold. Chapter 1. He had seen her earlier that day in the museum behind the parsonage. It was 10 o'clock in the evening now, and since he had been quite certain he wouldn't see her again, Jury couldn't help but keep raising his eyes to look over the top of his local paper to see if, even now, she had the least awareness that she was being observed. She didn't. She sat back against the cushioned chair by the fireplace, a glass of brandy beside her on the table, largely untouched, as if she'd forgotten it along with her surroundings. Her attention had been for a while fixed, and it was the first suggestion of a smile he had seen all day, on a black cat that had appropriated the best seat in the inn, a brown leather porter's chair with a high, buttoned back. The cat's slow-blinking, yellow eyes and proprietorial air seemed to say that guests could come and go, but it would remain. It had rights. The woman, however, gave the impression that she had none. The beautifully tailored clothes, the square-cut sapphire ring, the perfectly bobbed hair notwithstanding, that was the impression of her he had got earlier. Someone who had stepped down, had given over all rights and privileges. It was a fantasy, and an absurd one at that. From the few scraps of impressions he had stitched together, he was in danger of fashioning the tragic history of a queen forced to abdicate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?